Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hey everybody, Sarah Gretzinger here, and today I am super excited to talk about time. And I want to talk about time because the truth is, every morning when you wake up, you're living, you know, every single minute that you're living, you are never going to get that minute back. You are breathing air that you are never going to take in again. It is your one opportunity to embrace this gift. And every second we see a little bit of this precious gift slip away. Most of us aren't in the mindset of being aware of how precious time is. And there is no more important time in your life than to start living, you know, your limitless potential. I want to see you all allocate time to becoming who you want to become. You know, the only person you will ever keep from living, you know, yourself and your true life is you. And most of us, you know, aren't living that limitless life. So what you allow yourself to accomplish is the truest life you will ever live. And today's guest speaker educates entrepreneurs on how to manufacture change. She helps people transform their lives by stepping into their mind and conquering mindset to give true freedom. How many of you want true freedom? This speaker will help you live the limitless life you deserve. So welcoming Patty Hunt onto the show. Patty, I'm so excited to have you here. I love everything that you're doing on your journey. So talk to me a little bit about where you are at.
Well, thank you so much for having me. First of all, I really appreciate it. And I love speaking to people. The topic is just an incredible topic. When you talk about time, you're right. There's nothing more important. We have to embrace every minute of the day and make the best of it. And, you know, sometimes easier said than done. And that is why I educate people on how to actually do that, because in business, you really need the right mindset. It's just so important to wake up in the morning and not allow things to bring you down, to appreciate the morning, to appreciate, you know, everything, each breath, just like you said. I just love the way you put it.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about mastering mindset. So, I mean, I heard this quote actually earlier today, and I was listening to a podcast of someone else, and they said, you know, from the moment the human body is born, it begins dying. And I love the impact that that statement had on me, because it just brought like to the forefront of my mind, like a slap in the face, like, wait a minute. I have no idea how much time I have on this earth. I mean, life goes so fast. Every day goes so fast. And so living that limitless potential really comes from grappling and understanding your mindset.
Absolutely. And what I think I had to learn, almost the hardest possible way to learn it, you know, just to give a little background, I was a teacher for 20 years, you know, thought I'd work in that career till, you know, for 30 or 40 years and retire, and then everything would be wonderful. But what I didn't realize, I was wasting so much precious time, not living my life to the fullest. And then one day, almost 10 years ago, my husband had West Nile virus and almost didn't make it. So it's at those moments you start to realize just how precious time is. And so together, he and I realized that we had to take control of our lives and appreciate every minute that we had, and go out and teach other people. So there's just nothing more important than for people to be able to have the realization that life is precious and to start living it now, not wait till they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or laying on that deathbed to say, wait a minute, what am I doing with my life? Or am I making the most of it? And it's just so important to us. And it's sometimes frustrating, honestly, because you see people that just want to complain all the time about what's going on in their lives. And I certainly get that. And for Dan and I, we've worked, you know, with people. I've coached people one-on-one and I've created courses. We've done webinars. We've spoken all over the world just to try to get that person to say, wait a minute, they're right. I better stand up and pay attention that life is just that precious. And I love what you say about, you know, just the realization, you know, when you find yourself thinking about things that just aren't important, just a fact, people have about 60,000 thoughts a day. And what we discovered during our research was that most of that is, I'm going to say a good portion of that is negative. And most of it is even either, excuse me, thinking about what happened in the past or what might happen in the future. People obsessing over the future. You want to talk about a waste of time. I think that's a big waste of time.
Oh, for sure. I have to just, you know, chime in and mention this. So I've taken your Law of Attraction course. And I remember so distinctly in the course it's saying, you know, how many thoughts we have a day. And so I challenged myself to start looking at the most negative areas of my life that, you know, constantly come up in my mind, because there's certain things that I'm really positive about. And I'm sure all the listeners out there know there's certain areas of your life that you just feel more confident in. But there's some areas where I don't. And so one of them, I found that I'm constantly negative towards myself about my financial state. And so I've started putting a post-it on my desk and every day consciously like being aware of financial opportunities and different people that I can connect with that open doors, and just jotting them down to start like retraining my brain to focus on spotting the positivity there instead of those negative thoughts. And I've seen such a
absolutely
huge transformation.
And you hit the biggest one. Money, finance is the biggest thing that I have found in my research and my studying that people focus on and they worry about and they obsess over. And the one thing I'm going to say, I love what you're doing. The awareness is step one. So for anybody listening, just by doing what you said that you learned in the course, being aware that I'm thinking negatively about finance. And, you know, I'm thinking ahead, how am I going to pay for XYZ? Well, when people live in that future negative state, they often can't see opportunities. And, you know, it's great that you've turned it around and you say, okay, I'm going to be aware of it. And then I'm going to be able to see these opportunities. The fact is that most things that most people obsess over, and I'm going to say most, never actually happens. So awareness of that, like to take a step back and say, okay, I was really worried. I wasn't going to get a job and I was, you know, I'd be living out on the street, blah, blah, blah. It, most of the time, those things don't happen. Some people get so wrapped up into obsessing about it, then it finally does come true.
Exactly. I can speak to that. And so I try not to dive into my personal life too much ever, but I was in a relationship a long time ago and I had this fear of abandonment. And so I was constantly worried about being abandoned to the point that I was. And it wasn't anyone's, you know, it wasn't about him. It was about me constantly being afraid of it, that I actually pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed until it happened, which then just enhanced that fear even more. But the same is true if you reverse it. If you take one small step forward, then you get more confident in it, right? And it's that little
Exactly. So let's take it on the positive side. You know, the fact is we have trillions of cells in our body. And so it's listening. If we think about a body as being a major communication center, it's actually listening to what we're saying in our head. Those thoughts that we have, I don't have money, I'm not good enough, I'm not thin enough, whatever, your body is listening and it will make it happen for you. People tell me all the time, I can't manifest what I want. Yes, you're manifesting every day. We all are. It's just, what are you manifesting? Just like in your situation, you manifested that relationship and the way it ended is exactly what you manifest. So if we could tell our mind, I'm going to appreciate today. I just woke up and I'm going to appreciate this minute of waking up and breathing. I'm going to appreciate that. And when something negative comes in and we can say, okay, is this real? Is this the reality? What can I do about it? There's nothing I could do about it. Move on. But the more we could be grateful for all of the time we have each day and all of the things that are going on in our lives, we could just say thank you. How many people wake up in the morning and said, thank you, I'm breathing? Nobody thinks about it until somebody, you know, has a near-death experience or, you know, something tragic happens. So the gratitude actually is a positive energy that changes your body system. It actually affects your body. So that is something, if people could wake up just appreciating the time they have in the day, if they could just start to say, okay, that was a negative thought I had, let me bring it back and, you know, think, is that reality? How could I make that a positive?
Yeah. I love like the art of dialing back. I reuse that so often. I'll kind of like start, you know, notice I'm getting into this negative state. And then I'll like actually say, wait a minute, let me dial that back. Let me just go back to the beginning and start this over. And it's that whole growth process. Now, talking about the growth process, you know, study action, you teach the law of attraction. And a huge part of your course is focused on 8 different areas of your life. And I'm going to get you to talk a little bit about those because I find it so fascinating. But I'd love to know, like in your professional experience, what area aside from finance is it that you think people struggle most with when it comes, because I bet every one of our listeners is probably right along there with that.
Right. And they all tie together, but I think the next area is really, for me, I believe it's career, job, you know, somebody's career, job, I think is the next big area that people really struggle with.
And would you say that's directly related to a sense, you know, not knowing your sense of identity?
So you broke up. Can you repeat that? I lost you there a little bit. Hello?
Oh, no, okay. There. In your experience, is it that people have that loss of identity? They're not, you know, really clear on their sense.
Again, you broke up a little bit. It sounds like you were talking about it. Is that because they've lost their sense of identity? It sounds like what you
said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. I'm getting like a couple words here and there, but we'll pull it all together. So I'm going to speak for me. I love, you know, seeing it. You know, I'd love for people to understand that the things I talk about, I or my husband and I have been through, and or we've talked to people all over the world, tens of thousands of people that we, you know, wanted to know what it was. I think in just say today's environment, I think people get involved in jobs or careers that they feel like they're stuck in. I think that people are afraid to say, hey, I went to college for 4 years or 6 years or 8 years, but I really don't want to do that anymore. And they just stay there. And that's okay if you go into that job and you say, I accept that this is what it is and this is what's making me money, and you have this, you know, what I'm going to say it as this acceptance of it. But I think too many people that I talk to are just not happy with whatever it is they're doing, but feel stuck. That's been my experience. I love teaching. I was a teacher and I love teaching, but the system is so bad that it just made it hard to go to work every day. I wanted to work with these students, but it just made it difficult. But for a long time, I felt like I was stuck there. Where was I going to go? What was I going to do? I have, you know, almost a doctorate degree in education. I have, you know, so much education. Well, is it that silly if I just get up and change it? So I think, you know, people decide that they're going to be a teacher or doctor or nurse, and they think that that is where they need to be for the rest of their lives. I think identity, that is part of it. But there's a fear of changing and doing something else.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for me, when I think about change, it always brings me back to, and I just had a conversation about this, but showing up, and not only showing up, but following through. I mean, it's not enough to just say, I want to change. But when you start taking, you know, those tiny little action steps, you start, you know, becoming almost who you were meant to be. And I think that when we come into that true sense of self is when we really live in a passionate state, as opposed to, you know, a directed state where we feel we were, you know, just supposed to land. We just live that true passionate life.
That absolutely true. And when you look, if people could see what you just said, and that's, you know, what I teach, it's taking those steps in the direction. It's self-awareness. It's showing appreciation, and it's a muscle. It's the same as lifting weights every day. This is a daily practice that does get better and better and easier, just like lifting those weights in a gym.
Yeah. Now, so when you practice, you know, the law of attraction, and when you're teaching this, I mean, I want to just get really real. I mean, this podcast is all about, you know, true education. How often do people successfully master this course in the first time they go through it? Because I know, you know, for a lot of things, it's trial and error. And what I've come to recognize is that in life, in my own journey, in my journey alongside entrepreneurs and educators, the more times you practice, fall, and make a choice to get up, the stronger you become what it is you're trying to master. And so I know, you know, myself going through this course, even, you know, day one and day two, it was kind of, okay, I can do this. But then coming into day six, seven, and eight, it was kind of like, wait a minute, am I still doing what I'm supposed to be doing in day one? And recognizing that it's not as easy as you anticipated to be to just say, wait, I'm going to shift my mindset.
Right. I think it's sometimes not as easy as people think it's going to be. But I will say on the flip side, that people sometimes make it harder than it needs to be. So for example, when, yeah, yes. So,
I got to study everything there is to know about the brain in order to master
and
this.
That's where I was when I started, like, let me research this. They said this word, what does it mean? It's really what I'd love for people to do is just, how can I say it? Just be with it. And so let me give you an example. I've often read a book where I had to understand like every word, every sentence. I was studying science. I had to study every word, every sentence. How exactly does it fit in? I've got to go, you know, Google it, watch a video so I can understand the concept. With this, it's not that way. It's really just about going through, say, the first chapter, the first section of our course, and just being with it. And then you said, well, when I get to chapter six, am I still doing what I learned in one and two? You are, and I could hear it. So when you learn that you know, each day I'm going to try and be as positive as possible. And I'm going to do that by being aware of my feelings. What am I thinking right now? How is my body feeling? Wait, I've got this gnawing in my stomach. Let me take a minute and think, what is that about? As you do those things, it becomes easier and easier, and you do it more and more often without having to sit down and say, okay, what did I think about today? What do I need to think about tomorrow? So while that was kind of the exercise we gave, once you learned that lesson, and you did, you are never going to look at the world again the same way. Once you know something, can't really unknow it, if that makes sense. So Absolutely. People just being conscious of the fact that they have 60,000 thoughts a day, and I'm going to check in with myself a couple times a day on where I'm at, and is my thinking negative or positive, that in itself will make a big difference in people's lives. Just that.
Yeah. It's so important to understand that. And it's funny because as a parent, you know, I'm so conscious to check in with my children. You know, the first time they went for a sleepover, I would call them at, you know, grandma's house and, are you okay? You know, that first time they were away from me. But very rarely do we stop and think about checking in with ourselves to make sure that we're okay. We're so conscious to do it for everyone around us. But rarely are we taking that time for self-love. And in that self-love really becomes, you know, a chance to develop and evolve and be aware.
Absolutely.
And have that awareness of who we are and how we're changing.
Absolutely. And you brought up a good point, because these things create habits, and a habit is something you do without thinking about. So once you dropped your kid off after the third time, you really didn't think about, how do I feel? How do they feel? It became a habit, and it became okay. So we talk a lot in our course about developing those habits, and that means you're not thinking about the things anymore, but you're doing it.
Exactly. So you're going to be joining us on our Up Your Productivity Summit. And when I think about productivity, mindset is always the first thing that comes to mind. And I've developed this, I'll call it crazy routine, where I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I go for a run, do my workout, I journal, and then I do some sort of study, and then I work until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I actually put a sleep meditation on, and I actually allow myself to sleep for up to 90 minutes in the middle of the day. And then I literally start that whole process over, except that when I journal the second time, I journal what I'm grateful for my morning. And it's allowed me to have like double the productivity in my day, because I know for only about 5 hours in my morning am I like in my true productive, creative state. So I get to do that twice in a day through that routine. But you're going to be talking about evaluating opportunities and setting priorities and using mindset to do that. And we're so excited to have you on. You're going to be teaching about, you know, that whole process. So, you know, coming into the summit, coming up to that, what can people expect to learn from you about, you know, the routine of setting priorities and evaluating opportunity?
Well, setting priorities, you know, I think we've all experienced, and I know I did when I first got into, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, shifting from being a teacher, huge shift. You know, if you don't set up priorities, and I love your routine, mine's certainly different than yours, but I have one. If you don't set the priorities, your business is just going to be flailing. It's just going to be out there. The analogy when you get on an airplane and they say, put your oxygen mask on first, and then you help the child, the small child. I think that's great. If we don't fill ourselves up with oxygen, we can't help. So I'm really excited to show people how to find a way to create the routines and put the things into their day that could help them with mindset. Because if you take that half hour every morning or the morning and afternoon like you do, you are going to be so much more productive in your business I mean, it's just, there's just no two ways about it. The productivity can't help but take off. So I'm really, really excited about, you know, about the summit and being able to teach that to people.
I love that. And you know what? Mastering your mindset is so important. So if the viewers today could do one thing the second they get off this podcast to enhance their ability to master their mindset, just one thing that they can start right away without, you know, having to take the whole course, diving in, but just, you know, one takeaway, what would that one thing be?
One thing that I think they could take away that they could start on is, again, I'm going to go back to just stopping and being present, you know, just stopping yourself and saying, okay, was I thinking about the past, an argument with somebody, what happened in my job, whatever, am I thinking about the future? And just say, okay, I need to be right here, right now, right in the present. I think that is the one takeaway. And if they can remind themselves three times a day, it'll become a habit doing that.
I'm going to have to set the alarm on my phone three times a day.
And for some people, you know, in the beginning, I'd have to set the alarm or I had an app that did it. And now it I don't have to do that anymore. So it's not something yet you'll end up having to do forever, which is the good news.
Yeah. All right. So thank you so much, Patty, for taking some time and jumping on today. Patty Hunt, everyone, from Law of Attraction Course. She'll be on our upcoming summit, August 14th and 15th. If you guys want to chime into that, make sure to register and connect with Patty online on social media. This woman is up and coming all over the place. We're so excited to be connected to you and partnered with you and just, you know, be able to share your journey and your passion for helping entrepreneurs change their mindset. So a huge thank you to you,
Patty. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody, tune in next week for another episode and, you know, be mindful of where you're at in every moment of the day.